Desperate MILFs 4-pack, books 13 through 16, MILF Breeding Erotica Collection. Copyright 2022 by Tori Westwood. Written by Tori Westwood and narrated by Cherry Jett. MILFs on Parade, Desperate MILFs. Julia and her friends met in the garden often, and whenever they did, Julia's 19-year-old lodger would always try to take a peek at them all from his bedroom window. He'd open it a touch so he could hear their laughter as he sat at his computer. Outside, his landlady and her friends enjoyed the sunshine, passing around chilled bottles of white wine and just soaking up the summer. Frankie loved the spectacle. He'd stand back in his room and peer down on them, trying his best to keep his peeping under wraps. Today, the three of Julia's friends were all wearing sundresses, all bright and flowing. Frankie could barely contain himself. Each dress hugged its wearer in just the right spot, accentuating their big round breasts that Frankie took the time to ogle. One time, he had set his webcam up on the windowsill and watched from his computer chair. He came up just short of pulling out his cock and enjoying them right there and then. Julia had her suspicions, of course. She had often seen peeking down, and it didn't take a genius to put two and two together. Julia knew that her friends were attractive. She could admit that much herself. And she knew, too, that 19-year-old men aren't the most temperate when it comes to their brimming sexuality. Julia, too, hoped for more for Frankie. She knew his unbound potential, and despite his slight frame, he had one of the most handsome faces she had ever had the pleasure of looking at. Her friends had said the same. Now their conversation turned to him. "Does he ever come out of his bedroom?" Annie asked. "Why, you gonna get your claws into him when he does?" Hannah laughed. Annie smiled again. "You know I wouldn't say no." "Annie," Julia cried. Annie was straight on the defensive. "What? If you hadn't told us about his monster cock, then I wouldn't think twice." Frankie's ears picked up. "I never said monster," Julia clarified. "I just said it was big." "We can all infer," Caroline added, downing the brim of her glasses suggestively. It made the woman crack up, and it piqued Frankie's interest. Not that it needed any more peeking. He rose from his chair and peered down on the garden. Immediately, he was met with the sight of Annie, who was staring up at the glass. She bit her lip as she spotted him and gave him a wink. Frankie crouched quickly to the floor and retreated. He felt a bout of nervous energy envelop him, along with a quick burst of arousal. He'd never had an older woman wink at him like that, or any woman for that matter. He returned to his computer chair, but kept his ears tuned to the conversation outside as it turned more raucous. "Was that him?" Caroline asked, looking at Annie. Annie nodded. "What did you do?" Julia asked. "Nothing," Annie protested. "I just gave him a wink, that's all." "You shouldn't tease him like that," Julia said. "I think we're all teasing him," Hannah added. "Sat down here on display right below his window." "We can't sit anywhere else," Julia said. "You guys are welcome to my house any time you like," Annie said. Julia started to laugh. "Don't you leave us. I had to stumble my way home after you broke out the Prosecco." Annie smiled. "Did you have a good time, though?" Julia couldn't deny it. Annie knew how to throw a party. She was the life and soul. Caroline leaned forward and lowered her voice. "So, how big is it?"
"Massive," Annie answered.
"I told you not to say anything," Julia hissed.
"How can I not?"
"How big?" Caroline pressed. "Like this?" She put out her hands in front of her at a distance. Annie shook her head.
"Bigger?"
Caroline cried, her eyes bulging. Upstairs, Frankie looked down at the growing cock that sat beneath his shorts. It spread up a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?